Lessons from the Lay, Parshas Vayetze. Yeah. Welcome back to another edition of Lessons from the Lave, take two. It's Tuesday, so everybody's asked for it, and now we were recording for a while, not recording. I apologize. So we're going to start the vort over for the wonderful Shir Bet guys. And for those listening, it's going to be even more refined, because now I'm saying it for the second time. We're quoting today the Zeres Shimshon, the beautiful Sefer of Rav Shimshon Rav Nachmani, who promised us great yeshuas for those that learn a sefer, so we try to learn it at least once during each of our svarim. And I think he says something very integral that will help us not only for this week's parsha, but for the holiday season that is upon us. I have to tell the joke again. The national holiday of Cyber Monday was yesterday, no tachron, and I didn't say that. That's a good joke, okay. And Friday was, of course, we can't say African-American Friday. It's not nice to say the word black anymore. Okay, whatever. And I won't tell you the signs in the Merkaz, but I don't know if you saw the signs in the Merkaz. It was in Yiddish, Maven Yavin, what it said there. And so the holiday season upon us. I was in America, unfortunately, last week, and already the Nigunim started. It's very hard. You know, you walk into, I grew up in America, you know, and all of a sudden I start singing the niggun. No. That's not a Hasidic niggun. So, it really attunes us, now that I'm attuning this year, to this concept of the year that we're in. We will, after we do our lessons from the lave, speak about the idea of Chukos HaGoyim as it relates to the holiday that we just, some people celebrated called Thanksgiving. And how it will relate to the holiday that we celebrate, Hanukkah, and maybe some of the interesting minhagim like presents that may not be Jewish in its nature, and different chukas hagayim that you may laugh at, but we may do every single day, like standing up for the chasan and kala, having bridesmaids and having flower girls, not written in the Torah anywhere, not a Mishnah Berurah, not in the Noisei Kalim, not a Piskei Tshuva that we found somewhere, a Maharam Chalava, so we'll discuss that. But here, when we talk about the holiday of Hanukkah, so we're in the darkness. We're in the darkness of Gullus, and even more in the darkness of the time of the year that we're in. I know you probably don't realize this, but you are probably much more tired than you normally are, because it gets dark at 4:30. And all of a sudden, like 5 o'clock, you're, dude, what time is it? So I have a funny thing on my phone. I don't know why this is happening. It keeps switching back and forth from U.S. time. I don't know what's wrong with my phone. U.S. time goes back and forth all the time. So all the time, I'm like, oh my God, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning? You know, like, it's 4 o'clock. Okay, fine. So we need to understand the dream of Yaakov Avinu, because the dream of Yaakov Avinu is the dream of Gullus. And it's an important set of ideas. So once again, let's review. Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Yelech Charana. He now has to go find a mate for himself. He has to run away, of course, from his brother who wants to kill him. And he's going to Haran, he's going to Syria. It's quite a long derech. He decides to take a little nap. So we know the concept of kfisas haderech. He started going and he passed his Zaydis and his Tatis, very famous Har HaMoriah, where his father was almost sacrificed. The stories he had heard on his father's lap, probably, quite amazing. And he says, how did I not go to that place? And he turns around and he says, okay, I have to walk all the way back. And he has Kfitza Saderech. Kfitza Saderech. So on the way to Kfitza Saderech, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives him that great thing. And as I said before, you should recognize that sometimes we have Kfitza Saderech. If we turn around and we're doing the wrong thing, we say, no, I want to do the right thing now. Sometimes Hashem helps us on that path. But Yivka B'Makom B'Yelot Sham. So he has this grandiose dream where he sees a ladder, Mutz of Arza, although it's planted on the ground firmly, and it's reaching up to the sky. Rav Kook's famous idea, that's the way we Jews have to be. We have to have our feet on the ground, know what's going on, be part of the world on one hand, but looking up to Shammai, knowing that we're doing the Ratzon of the Rabbanu Shalom. And they see Malachim going up and going down. Fine. And then the famous promise, V'yazarecha kofa ha'aretz, V'yanoichim m'savichim b'shorto glazois. And Yaakov wakes up from the sleep. And he says, wow, this is a very, very special place. So when he wakes up, he says, wow, this is a Naira place. This is awesome. Just this morning, somebody was in shul talking to one of the rabbanim in shul. And he was the rav was saying, you know, your son wrote me an email. And I said, how's the first month of marriage? And he wrote back one word. Awesome. So the father said, you know, I was in the Rabbi Wein shul for many years. Rabbi Wein says the word awesome has been misused. Everything's awesome. Everything's awesome. Think of the word Neura. We say in Shimon Esrei in the morning, Neura. It's awesome. Comes from the word Neura. Awesome. Everything's awesome. Right? How was your Coke Zero today? Awesome. I haven't had one in 24 hours. It's awesome. Right? Everything's amazing. We misuse the word a bit. So he said, but this is really awesome. What just happened to Manoira Hamakamazah? But why does he say there is none other than the abode of Hashem? Why does he use the word Ein, says the Zereshimshim? So as I quoted before, normally when I learn Zereshimshims, I like to learn them together with Elio Amar, who's written a sefer on the Zereshimshim. And he says that he saw a ladder that had four, I believe they called rungs. Let's call them rungs. I don't know. Steps on the ladder. One was Malchus, Rachman and Litzlan, of the four Malchus that tried to annihilate us. Malchus Bavil, 70 years. Malchus Paras. Malchus Yavan. And he sees each of these situations, the sadness of each of those situations. Bavil, up, 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 70 years, comes down. Paras, 52 years, up, 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 comes down. Yavan, Chanukah, 180 years come down, and Nebuchadnezzar going up and up and up and up and up and never comes down. 2,000 years, and Pachad, talk about Noira Hamakom, he's scared. The Rebbe Hashem comforts him and says, don't worry, we're going to get back at Eretz Yisrael, I promise you. It's going to come back to our, and he goes, and their fall is going to be the biggest fall ever. What's Edom? Edom's Esav. And he says, that makes sense, says Rav Eliyahu, because that is Malchus Edom Nikra B'Shem Chazir. They are called the Chazir. We use the term Chazir a lot. It's Chazir traits, Chazir, whatever. So I once had a strange situation. In one of my schools, one of our Hasidish vendors delivered treif cheese. Mamish treif cheese. Cheese from totally not kosher. Thankfully, Jesus, Jesus, our chef manager, calls me. And he says, I think I caught this cheese, and he takes a picture of it. And I'm like, Shkoyach Mashkiach, Jesus, you know, you caught this. And I called the company, and I said, what are you serving me? Because they're, I don't know why, but I fall into, when I talk to Hasidim, I fall into like pretending like I'm a Hasidish. I'm like, how do you serve me? A grace of Chazer Treif, Chazer Treif, no, Abusha, Herpo. So he says to me, what are you talking about? It's not Chazer Treif. I'm like, what? He says, it's not kosher, but it's not chazer. There's not pig in it. You know, Tim Tarfus, he's talking about nevelas. I go, okay, we're going to have like a go back and forth here. I said, with all due respect, you're the same guy that once told me that we have our kosher line and we have our kosher style line. I said, what's the kosher style line? He said, non-chal of Yisrael. You know, like, you're the guy who thinks, whatever. So the goyim are called, Edom, excuse me, is called Chazir. Why are they called Chazir? Because the word Chazir is Lachzir. It's Edom, Dafka, Esav will be Machzir, the Malchus David back to us. Ve'alu Moshim Bahar Tziyon, Lishpoted Har Esav. It will come from the Har Esav, where we will get back. Lishpoises Har Esav, Esav, Shem Amlucha. So let's read the Zereshimshon. He says, why does it use the Shlili term of Ein ki im beis Elokim? Kasha ama beloshon Shlili Ein. Haya lo lomar ki ze beis Elokim. What's Ein ze? The Ode, lama dafka amar hashevach shel noira ma noira hamakom. You don't have to say that. Okay, this is a special place. Shkoyach. Kasav ha beis Yosef. Kapaskin in Halacha, I don't know if anybody paskins like this. This is something that Daniel Hartstein has done for many, many years, but specifically because I generally find myself in America during Tisha B'Av. It's a very hard place to be, especially in Camp Misora. Right? It's a very hard thing to feel a Tisha B'Av. So I have the custom Tav Kuv Nun Hey, the Beis Yosef Paskins, B'Shem Hagoyis Mordechai Yesh Bnei Adam Shesamim Evim Tachas Roshim Belel Tisha B'Av. There are people who don't sleep with a pillow. I'm not so firm. I used to. I'm being serious now. On Tisha B'Av, I sleep on the floor. In camp, I have a pachad and a yira of something called mice. So I can't sleep on the floor because that would scare me too much. So I sleep without, I only sleep with two pillows, with one pillow, and I put rocks in the pillow. Put rocks in the pillow. Used to be, I lost the rock. I used to keep in camp a rock. I don't know if it sounds funny. I would take a rock from Eretz Yisrael, Dafka, and I would ship it to, you know, I would put it on the plane with me, and I would sleep Dafka with that rock to remind ourselves. What kind of minhag is this? What is this based on? So I always thought the minhag is based on you should have a little bit of discomfort on this day. You should sleep. A few times you wake up, oh, shoot, that rock is on me. It says the Zeresh Shemshem, no. Remez ladavra vayikach mi'ovni hamoko. Where was he when he had this dream we just said? Kfitas aderech, back to Har Moriah. Just yesterday I had this chus of being at the Kotel. I don't know why. I don't normally say this. I was looking at my wife and I said, this is pretty unbelievable. Like, think about it. Do you ever fathom for a moment when you're looking at Har HaBayis that there's another religion's temple on? Like, Eze Busha Gadol that is for us. The story of Akiva Nechamtanu when he sees Shulim Hoichimbay. This is much worse than Shulim Hoichimbay. They're davening there. They're mevaz at the makom. They have little kids playing soccer on the makom. Trees are planted there, which is against halacha. He saw that last rung, the 2,000 years of Gullus. He saw the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash two times. The Kasha. He says, how did he see the Chorban? What's talking of Kashali? What does that mean? We take this rock, because we know there were 12 different rocks. They became one because they all wanted to get close to him. So we take the rock to remember that dream. Ella kach pirusho. Here's what I think is going on over here. Manoira hamakom azeh haynu habeis hamikdash shara. The achas shara beis hamikdash lo amra zeh beis elokim. Ella ein zeh oiso habayis beis hamikdash haya kaim la. It's not the same beis hamikdash. The Jewish people are going to have a beis hamikdash. Yaakov Avinu says, "Wow, let's remember who's Yaakov. The Av of Golus. He's the Meiriv father." The one that reminds us of where we are now. Myriv's the hardest to feel. It's at the night. It's the middle of darkness. We're in the middle of darkness now. This time of the year is the time of darkness. We're just saying, I'm so tired, because it's 5 o'clock. You're like, yeah. Ella ein ze oiso beis hamikdash yikayim lad. Sheze osed liyicharif. Ma habayis hamikdash yikayim. Hu sheyibone HaKadosh Baruch Hu mi'atzmo. Oh. There's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. Ah! That's going to be Yoyrid Mi'esh from the Ribbono Shalom. And that Beis HaMikdash, because the Ribbono Shalom himself is building it, oh, you're not going to touch. Nobody's going to touch that one. That last Beis HaMikdash, nobody can touch. Ki im Beis Elokim! Om namakom zu li olam hu shar ha-shamayim v'kulu alam mechavnim libam l'tfilosam derech Beis HaMikdash. And despite that, even through the 2,000 years of Gullus, that last rung, we still only face Yushalayim all the time. Always. Wherever we daven. In Eretz Yisrael, it's specifically hard, by the way, because we don't face always Mizrach. In America, it's just Mizrach. Where's Mizrach? Mizrach, it's easy. Here, it's not always easy, because if you find yourself in the north or the south, you're facing always Yushalayim. Right? It's a Shiloh when you're at the Kotel, so you daven straight or maybe cornered, so you're facing the Kaddish Kaddash. But we believe, and one of the machloikasim of can you go on Harabayas, can you go on Harabayas? Everybody agrees that goes on Har Bayis that the only reason why I can go is because I'm not going to the Mekayimus that are Aser, which means what? We hold that there's a Kedusha. Shniyah, Kshusha, Lazer, Lavoy. That's concept. Rav Aaron Salvechik would speak about this idea as well. This idea, you can't go on to the Makom HaMikdash. We believe there still has Kedusha. Even though Shulim Hoichimbo, even though the Arabs have taken it over and are Mivaze our Makom Kadosh. The Yadua, and we know She Yirmiyahu v'Daniel la'achar churban lo hayu rotzim lomar gibor v'noira. Famously, we're told that they say, "How can we say those words in Shemoneh Esrei? We're not living through Gibor V'Noira times. We don't see God's presence the way that we should. The Ocho Anshkenes Gadar Amur Hein Hein Noira Sav. The Gemara in Yuma tells us, and Daf Samach Tes, when Midas Noira Hainu Midas Hashel Yaakov Avinu. Elokeinu Elokeinu will say Elokei Avram Yitzchak VeYaakov Hakel Hagadol Hagibor VeHanoira. Each of them are for one of the Ovos, Noira or Yaakov. Not Yaakov says, no, it's still a Noira, it's still an awesome place because of the chuka that we have, the desire that we have to return to it. I see what it's going to be. Of what it's going to lead to one day. That's what we see. We see the future. Yaakov Avinu reminds us, yes, I'm the Av of Golos. I'm going to go into Mitzrayim. Can you imagine that walk? When they tell him that Yosef is alive and he... But he knows where he's going now. He knows that he's going into Golos. Okay, fine. So how does this tie into Chanukah? Listen to this awesome, awesome idea. The Bnei Yisachar has this beautiful idea. If you want to look it up, you can go onto Or Sameach's website, where Rav Asher Sinclair says it so beautifully. We sometimes make the mistake and think that our holidays have cute little, you know, things. We know the dreidel is a very famous holiday symbol, right? My sister collects dreidels, all types of beautiful dreidels. So we think it's a game to keep the kids interested into the holiday. You know, we have to, you know, compete with Christmas, you know. So they have stocking stuffers. We got dreidels. Shkoyach. But a dreidel, says the Bnei Yisachar, is not just dama game. It's very special. Listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. We know that every dreidel, this isn't true, what I'm about to say, has on it Nun Gimel Heshen. And we always Neskadel Hayasham, and then I'm not sure when in history here in Eretz Yisrael we wanted to show how cool we are, and we put the pay instead. No, Neskadel Hayasham Ayapo. We're Po, especially if you're in Modian. We're Po. Okay, but the original idea was Neskadel Hayasham. You could look in history when the Po changed. Listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. This is awesome Torah. Says the Bnei Yisachar, it all starts 1,437 years earlier from the story of Chanukah with our parsha, with Jacob's ladder. Yaakov Avinu has the dream that we just spoke about with the rungs of the ladder descending upwards and the angels going up and down. Each of the four rungs on the ladder symbolize, as we said, Bavel, Paras, Yavan, and Edo. Each of them different steps. Let's discuss the four kingdoms and understand what each of them signified. The first one we said was Bavel. Bavel, 3338, that was the Jewish year, 587 BCE. The first of the holy temples was razed to the ground by the Babylonians. Nebuchadnezzar, and sent the majority of the Jewish people into exile. The tragedy of the Beis HaMikdash was not only that Hashem destroyed the physical building, but the Beis HaMikdash represented the unique pipeline between Hashem and man. What was destroyed by Bavel was that spiritual flow. What was destroyed, says the Bnei Yisachar, was the nefesh, the nun. The nefesh was destroyed here. The nefesh is that inner pinging the Ribbono Shalom gave us inside of all of our bodies, a unique relationship that we have with the Ribbono Shalom. The nefesh of Adam, that's the nun. Paras, the times of course, Purim. The story of Megillas Esther. Haman wanted to laharog ulabed taf v'nashim, everyone, b'yoyim echad. Man, woman, and child, a holocaust, a genocide. And therefore, the exile of Paras u'Madai, he wanted to physically kill us. Gimel, for guf. He wanted to take away our guf. Yavan. Hanukkah. Hanukkah, Yavan, as we spoke about, 180 years, the wisdom of Yavan. Shin, Seichel. They played with their minds and said, Bris Milah makes absolutely no sense. You're going to let your son have a Bris Milah? That's crazy. Shabbos does make any sense in these 39 malachas they tell you? Let's be honest. Open up one of those 39 malachas sefers. It's not 39 malachas. It's four volumes of that sefer, 39 malachas. It's thousands of them. It's not fair. Rosh Chodesh makes sense to you? They try to take away the seichel, the shin. And finally, Edom, where we are today. Rome. Was, hey, Hakol. Because they physically killed us. They took away their goofs. They took away the Holy Temple. The massacre in Beitar, where they wouldn't even let us bury our dead. For 7 years, the Jewish blood was fertilizer. But they got their ideas also from Greece, from the Seichel. And therefore, they wanted to get rid of everything. Nun Gimel Hei Shin. Just one more step, if you don't mind. The words Nun Gimel Hei Shin also spell the words Goshna. Goshna is going to be Goshen. Goshna, you look in the Torah, the word Goshna is referred to. It's where B'nai Yisrael, when they got to Egypt, they said, we're not just living in regular Egypt. We're going to set up a town. Yaakov insisted upon this. And Yosef set up, that's where they lived. There was a special ghetto, if you will, that only Jewish people lived in. And just to scare you totally, the Nun, the Gimel, the Hay, and the Shin equal 358, which is also the same gematria as Mashiach. Ah! The important concept here, the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, the Maharal, it's not just a play with a game. It's to recognize that there's more here. I like to add to this my own chiddush, that we said that the shin, Eretz Yisrael, there's no shin, so maybe we could add that here in Eretz Yisrael we have po. When we're po, there's a lot more seichel in this world. How many times have we had discussions with people who are considered to be chiloni and know a lot more than we do? How crazy did the non-religious Jews go when that merits person was Mevaza Peretz Tefillin. And it was Dafka, the non-religious people, who went crazy on him. They started this campaign that they're going to start wearing Tefillin. Not religious people. There's a seichel here. We get it a little bit more. But he said, this is the parsha that we start our gullus. We start reminding ourselves of what Edom is. And in a world of anti-Semitism, and in a world where things seem to be going, where somebody who's going to be running for president, I know it's not surprising, can invite a famous podcaster who's a Holocaust denier, and Kanye West, who says that he's not anti-Semitic because he's Jewish. Yeah, Mamish, the topsy-turvy world that we see. But remind yourselves of Yaakov's dream, my Noira. Even the Makom HaMikdash now, that looks the way that it does, we've been able to have the schus of returning back. And yes, we should realize the great nevuah of that. Rebbeinu Shalom Shenemir Tzashem, give us Yeshua's v'nechamas, and this Chanukah HaBa'aleinu Latovah should be the light that lights up the final rung. And may the tefillah of those that try to harm us be such a tefillah. V'halu moshim b'har tziyon nishpot et har esav. V'haysa Hashem hamlucha. V'haya Hashem lamelech hakol haaretz. V'yamahu yiyah Hashem echad u'shmo yechad.